Edition of the Investigative Journal, and today my guest is Eric Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins 3. He's updated his 1,500-page book, which details the history of the Jesuit order and many other things related to the Knights of Malta and all their connections, not only in the infiltration of religions around the world, but their connections to government and their control. And I ask you this question, and I asked it on my website yesterday at www.arcticbeacon.com. I asked, why are there so many trained world leaders from Georgetown University? Are they all members of the Vatican-led New World Order? And listen what I just said, Vatican-led New World Order. Now, why don't you hear that more often? It's very interesting. Ask yourself that. But not only are 10% of the U.S. House and Senate Jesuit trained from Georgetown, but look at this long list of influential world leaders, which should leave your head spinning while asking, what are they really up to? And then I got a list from someone who put it on MySpace.com, a long list of people from Georgetown. Well, I decided to look at one of the other 28 universities that the Jesuits run in this country. That's a lot of universities all over, strategically placed all over the country. But let's travel today to Marquette in Wisconsin. That's a Jesuit university. And let's look at some of their notable alumni. John Barron, Chicago Sun-Times executive editor. Joy T. Bennett Kinnon, senior editor at Ebony Magazine. Gail Collins, author, reporter, and former New York Times editorial page editor. Margaret A. Drain, Vice President of the National Programming at WGBH Boston. Mark Suplessa, anchor for Fox News Chicago. Joe Tashler, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, County Bureau Editor. Banking, we have Charles M. Williams, Chief Administrative Officer of Global Corporate and Investment Banking, Bank of America. James A. Rundy, former Vice Chairman of Morgan Stanley. In politics and government, there's a long list. Dave Sullivan, State Senator of Illinois. Francis Slay, mayor of St. Louis, Vincent Cianchi, also known as Buddy, former mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, Diane S. Sykes, judge, United States Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, former justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, appointed by George Bush in 2002, Joseph McCarthy, remember him, the U.S. Senator, Republican Senator. Then we have Colleen Carroll Campbell, Ethics and Public Policy Center Fellow and former speechwriter to George W. Bush, author of The New Faithful and Faith and Culture. Then we have a long list of judges in the federal courts. Thomas Curran, Terrence Evans, Margaret Farrow, Scott McCallum was elevated to governor upon the departure of member of Governor Tommy Thompson, the great Verichip governor, to join the administration of George W. Bush in 2001. And there's a lot on him. Verichips, RFID devices, applied digital solution makers. He's involved in wanting to tag every American and microchip every American. So there's just some. Oh, well, let's not forget from the social sciences, Robert J. Beck, scholar of international law and international relations, and also Mark H. Ellis, a theologian and philosopher. Now, that's only from Marquette. Now, we have many, many more universities to go through, but this should give you an idea, just an idea, of their power and their control. Now, they have 28 of these universities. It would be interesting to see, and maybe we should check out Gonzaga next, and not only for their basketball prowess, but also to see where some of their alumni went. Now, do you think any of these guys are ever going to say the Vatican-led New World Order? I doubt it very much. In fact, I would bet that they are a part of the Vatican-led New World Order. And whether they know it or not, they have a responsibility to listen to this interview with Eric Phelps and to deal with the questions we're going to raise. We'll be back in 3 minutes after this short message.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
First segment. My guest today is Eric John Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins 3, a 1,500-page or more book outlining the Vatican-led New World Order for centuries. And, you know, Eric, every time I bring up one of these universities like Gonzaga, Marquette, and, of course, Georgetown, it's incredible the amount of alumni who are in positions of power in the media, banking, and in government. I find that quite interesting. It's something that's never mentioned, never talked about, and you never see anybody gather this information. And I'm thanking a lot of people who are now starting to do that. So anybody out there, help me with Gonzaga for tomorrow or this week. Eric, how are you today?
Doing very well, Greg. Pleasure to be with
you.
Are you there? Listeners. Yes, doing very well.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Eric, how are you?
Good.
Yes.
Good. Pleasure to be with you and your listeners, Greg.
Did you hear my intro regarding Gonzaga?
Yes.
No, not Gonzaga.
Oh,
yeah, and
excellent.
It's interesting. Every time I uncover this, I find these people in positions of high power. And can you imagine if we really looked at all 28 universities and just figured this out, we would see such a network. Wouldn't it? It's incredible to me. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Do you know where J. Edgar Hoover recruited most of his FBI agents? From Marquette.
No, I don't.
Marquette.
Did he really?
Georgetown. those were the two. And Fordham. In fact, G. Gordon Liddy was trained at Fordham. And this is what G. Gordon Liddy said about the Jesuits when he wrote his book, Will, in his autobiography. He wrote of the Jesuits at Fordham, quote, "These men ran the world, and it was obvious that they enjoyed it." I have that quoted in my book. These are exact words of G. Gordon Liddy.
Yeah, and I'm going to start looking at all these universities. Fordham's another one. I tried to bring as many people out from Georgetown, and today Marquette. And that's not a complete list either. I mean, if we went back and looked really closely, now you add 26 more universities in this country. Add to the fact that 10%. Now this is a startling fact. 10% of the U.S. House and Senate are Georgetown trained. And that's an inordinate amount of number compared to the population. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. We also have to remember that one out of every 10 lawyers is trained by Jesuits.
So to say that they don't have any influence is a complete joke.
It's a bold-faced
lie. Let me just refer to what goes on. In the mainstream, you don't hear anything about the Vatican-led New World Order or even really the Zionists. But when you get to the alternative media and people, and even many pastors, what they do is, I got a thing I'm looking at right now, Power of Prophecy by Tex Mars, and Tex has been on my show before. But I was reading this, and he goes, Jesus Christ warned us of their incredibly sinister evil plot. And he says, the synagogue of Satan. And he goes, the initiates of every secret society and internationalist organization, from the Council on Foreign Relations and the Jesuits to the Bilderbergs and the Order of Skull and Bones, obey the dictates of this sinister group and tremble when standing before its leaders. And he pinpoints the leaders of the New World Order to be the Zionists. And I know you disagree with him, but tell us why.
Okay, the first reason is because the Bible says that when Jerusalem is trodden down by the Gentiles, and it will continue to be ruled or trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's Luke chapter 21, verses 24 through 27. We are living in the times of the Gentiles, and really have been living in the times of the Gentiles, since the destruction of the first temple in 586 B.C. So if whoever rules Jerusalem rules the world. Therefore, Gentiles have ruled Jerusalem since no later than 586, and therefore Gentiles rule the world up to this present moment. Even when the Lord Jesus Christ was here as Messiah, the Romans ruled Jerusalem. And the Jews, the high Jews, the chief priests and so on, they only ruled in privilege from Rome. That's why they said in John 18, we have no king but Caesar. So as long as we're living under the times of the Gentiles, as per says the Bible, the Gentiles rule Jerusalem, and thus they rule the banking, the politics, the major religions. The Jews are just their surrogates, the high Jews. And this can be seen also in Deuteronomy 28, where when the Jews would go into their international dispersion because of their violation of the Mosaic Law and ultimately the rejection of that prophet of Deuteronomy 18:18, that they would be the tail of all nations and not the head. So if they are the tail, then they are merely subordinate. And we see this subordination of high-level Jews to the papacy everywhere we turn. We do not see the papacy subordinated to the Jews or to the labor Zionists or to the any other Masonic Jewish labor Zionist or Illuminati organization.
Yeah, and it's a perfect way. I mean, if you follow Eric's train of thought and his research, my thinking is this, that the one thing I really I just shaking my head right now, is that you never even hear this discussion. I mean, if I heard the discussion more often on, with other people, talking about both sides of the coin, I wouldn't be as upset, or I wouldn't spend as much time, I think, on this subject, because not really anybody's covering it from your angle. It's suppressed, and I believe a lot of people like to throw aspersions and like to blame it on that one word, Zionism. But as we've seen in many people that have been on my show, including yourself, it's more complicated than that. And I think what we need to do just quickly here is to briefly bring us into modern times on what you found out as far as who really are the spiritual controllers of this new world order. Now, go ahead, Eric.
Okay. I begin with my book to show the origins of the Jesuit order, and I cover their history where they became the confessors of all the kings of Europe to the point where they could hatch out assassinations and murders and get away with it. Well, due to this power, they overstepped their bounds in Portugal and Spain and France, three most powerful Roman Catholic empires in the 18th century. And so as a result, they were expelled from Portugal in 1759 by the king, and I have his formal expulsion in my book. Then they were expelled from France in 1764 by Louis XV and under the influence from Madame Pompadour. And then they were expelled from Spain by the King of Spain in 1767, and not only from the nation of Spain and France and Portugal, but from their colonial holdings in South America, in North America, in Central America, in the Far East. And so all these Jesuits were returned to Civita Vecchia. They were brought back to Rome. And then in 1773, the Pope himself suppressed the Jesuits, suppressed and extinguished. It was called a bull of suppression and extinction forever in 1773, and forbade them ever to speak of the suppression or the bull. And in all Roman Catholic countries, the bull was published, and they were formally expelled. So this means that the Jesuit order, if they were to be suppressed by the Pope, that means they were a terrible danger to the papacy of controlling it and usurping it. And thus the Pope himself had to suppress them. Well, as a result of this, the Jesuits formed the Illuminati. The Gentile Adam Weishaupt in Bavaria, who is Jesuit-trained, was appointed a chair at Ingolstadt University, which was a Jesuit university. And out of that situation, he formulated the Illuminati under the advice and direction of Jesuit General Ricci, and then his successor. And so the Illuminati was formed, and so the Jesuits then continued under the guise of the Illuminati to carry out their plan. So what did they do? They then sought to get back the Vatican Empire, all of its cathedrals, all of its money, all of its gold, all of its silver that they had lost, and further destroy the Protestant Reformation while punishing the Roman Catholic monarchs of Europe. And so this is what they did with Napoleon Bonaparte. This is how we understand the French Revolution and the Napoleonic Wars. The French Revolution was ignited by a Jesuit-trained revolutionary, Robespierre, who is trained by the Jesuits in the College of Louis Le Grand in Paris. And he ignited the French Revolution. And after they killed many, many hundreds of Dominican priests very brutally, and they killed the king, Louis XVI, because his grandfather had suppressed the Jesuits, and they killed the Habsburg queen, Marie Antoinette, because her mother had expelled the Jesuits from Austria. Then they raised up Napoleon Bonaparte to punish all the Catholic monarchs of Europe, drove the monarchs from their thrones, erected these republics, and then ultimately Napoleon was used to sacrifice all these French patriots and German patriots and others who were fighting with him in Russia. He sacrificed them so that when the Jesuits would reinstitute their Holy Alliance, they would be done with that many more patriots that they would have to deal with. So after the Napoleonic Wars, the Jesuits were formally revived by Pius VII in 1814. And with that, the Jesuits took control of the papacy, they controlled the Holy Alliance, and began to reinforce their tyranny throughout Europe once again. But what happened was there were major revolutions throughout Europe in Catholic countries. They kicked them out again. So bad was it that the Jesuits called the 19th century the century of disaster. And so therefore the Jesuits went where? They went to Britain, and they went to the United States, and they made the United States their great haven. 50% of all the Roman Catholic institutions of higher learning are in the United States. And so with Britain and the United States, they then waged war, what I call in my book, the Second 30 Years War, from 1914 to 1945, when they punished all the nations that had suppressed them in the 1800s, and then they began their Cold War in their frontal attack to further end the British Empire and the American Empire.
Eric, why don't we just hold that thought? I want to come back and also ask you how you got involved researching this, your path to finding the Lord. I think people would find that interesting. We'll be back right after this short message.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk until peace has come.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Eric Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins 3, a 1,500-page or more book outlining the real controllers of the New World Order, a subject that somehow gets left off the table. And I think that's on purpose, because if the real truth ever came out, it would rock, I think it would rock a lot of institutions in this country. And just maybe we may get some justice and bring back our country to where it once was, or at least the theory behind this republic. Eric, I think we got a segment here of about 4, 5, 6 minutes, and I want to go back. We overlooked this a lot. I want to talk about you for a minute. How did you really get started researching this? And I know you speak all over trying to enlighten people. Tell us how it all began for you.
Well, it began for me after I was, I came to the Lord. I was raised an atheist in a Roman Catholic area in a little town, a little development called Terra Hills in California, not far from Pinole, California. And when I had went off to Bible, when I was 10 years old, I was very disturbed over the Kennedy assassination. I was in the fourth grade. And that never really left me. That was a very traumatic experience. My teacher came in the classroom and was crying, and I just loved her. She was Miss Beals. And that never left me. And then after I was in Bible college in the late 70s and early 80s, I had a class with my history professor, Dr. Remmer Carter. He got his PhD from Edinburgh at a very young age, and he devoted a whole class on the Jesuit assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And that disturbed me quite a bit. So I did. I went and looked up all the books he referenced in his bibliography, and I have a couple of them here before me. And what he said was true. So then I thought, well, maybe there's a relationship between this Lincoln assassination and the Kennedy assassination. And then at the same time while I was in Bible college, they were beginning to go apostate there, and it was a GARBC school. And they had given us in Greek class the Bruce Metzger's third edition of the critical text, which is, you know, Westcott and Hort, Pro-Latin Vulgate. It was a conspiracy to overthrow the Reformation Bible in England and America, which is the King James Bible based upon the Textus Receptus and then the Hebrew Masoretic text. So I saw these three grand conspiracies before me, and I thought, I wonder if there's a Jesuit connection between all of this. And so I started in on the Kennedy assassination with the understanding that the Vatican had to be behind this. And then as I continued to trace down all these rabbit trails, it proved to be true. But the great article that opened my eyes to it was written by a Roman Catholic. His name was Martin Lee. And Martin Lee was a writer for National Catholic Reporter. And in that great article that he wrote in, I believe, October 14th of 1983, titled Who Are the Knights of Malta, when I saw all those Knights of Malta in critical places of power in 1963 at the time of the Kennedy assassination, then I knew they did it. So I built upon his work, in addition to other things that the Lord had showed me throughout the years, and have been able to piece this together to show unequivocally that John F. Kennedy, a Roman Catholic Knight of Columbus, because he refused to uphold the temporal power of the Pope, was murdered by Francis Cardinal Spellman, and it was covered up by his Knights of Malta and high-level Freemasons controlling the Council on Foreign Relations and every venue of the press in this country.
And just to add one thing, when I interviewed Jim Rothstein, a former New York police detective, and I will have Jim on again, he was researching the pedophile problem and the pedophile ring that he established came from the Vatican and in New York was actually controlled by Cardinal Spellman. Now, Jim is a Roman Catholic, and he said he didn't care where the trail led, and even if it led to a high-ranking cardinal, it doesn't matter. But he found this out through informants that Spellman, he calls him one of the most powerful men, was one of the most powerful men in America, and one of the most evil and corrupt. And this is from a police detective who was a Catholic who wanted to get to the truth. Now, he said this power now has been transferred to Cardinal Egan. Same thing.
That's right.
So there's another piece of the puzzle in another area in our country that needs to be dealt with, a problem that's going on still to this day, the kidnapping of so many children. And, you know, it's just amazing to me that it's not dealt with. But it isn't, in a sense, because Jim tells me that every investigation that's ever been conducted to find one of these kids that ended up in the pedophile rings is always stopped when it gets to a certain point. They'll allow a few lower-level people to take the fall, but it never goes any farther. Never have one investigation since the late 70s has ever gone to the real culprits.
Right.
So that's a real problem, Eric.
Sure.
But it verifies what you're talking about.
Well,
go ahead.
Just look at the Justice Department, for example. The Justice Department is totally controlled by the Jesuits. Rudolph Giuliani, who is a Knight of Malta, who was involved in the 9/11 demolition, worked at the Justice Department for years under the guise of attacking and doing away with the mafia, when today the mafia, the Sicilian Roman Catholic Mafia octopus, is more powerful today than it has ever been. And you have others like John McCoon, who was a Jesuit, who was the one who prosecuted F. Tupper Saucy from the Justice Department. Justice is totally controlled by the Vatican. And if you go to the Justice Department and you walk up to the gate in front of the building, they have the symbol of the Roman fascists there. It's fascism.
Yep. Listen, Eric, we're going to take a short break, come back. Next half hour, we're going to really get into some particulars here. Back in 3 minutes with Eric Phelps on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Second half hour of the Investigative Journal. My guest, Eric Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins 3. And in the second hour, I will be starting to take some phone calls. So I'll give out the number now if you want to call us. If you agree with Eric, if you disagree, we don't screen calls here. All I ask is that you present an intelligent argument and not revert to name-calling. Occasionally I get people call me and say I'm a liar and I'm a Zionist sympathizer, and I'm a KGB agent, and I'm a Mossad agent. It goes with the territory when you deal with the truth. You can expect this kind of treatment, and it only adds to the verification of what we're trying to do, and that is to bring an open debate amongst all Americans regarding this subject, because your country is in jeopardy. One program note before I get back to Eric. You can listen to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Now, that's the new website. It's no longer rbnlive.com. So if you hear it in any commercials, just disregard it. It's republicbroadcasting.org. You can listen live or go to the archives, which have been updated now through into January. And they're feverishly working to get them updated to the present shows. But the interim shows are being compiled. You can get them off my website, You go right down to, a little ways down the front page, and you'll see a box that says Important Notice. And then you'll see Audio Archives here. You click on that, and you can get these shows like Eric Phelps Today. You can get Pastor Tony Alamo last week, Nuri Rivera, Alberto Rivera's wife, who came forward, and many other shows on the investigative journal. If you hit that Audio Archives here, they're all being done there. And that's not only my shows, but every other broadcaster on RBN. So we're not missing any of these archives, and they soon will be up on RBN because they give you 24 hours free archives, which is a great service because you need to pass this message along. And I always tell people, please do me a favor. Pretend this is like a pamphlet that you meet a person eye to eye and send this show to 10 other people so that 10 other people send it to 10 other people that are open-minded. So they start looking at this issue. And whether you have a hard time grasping it, if you're a newcomer to the real truth about the New World Order, there are many shows out there. You can get your feet wet on 9/11. You can get your feet wet on the immigration problems. But if you really want to get to the deep, the real undertow of what's happening here, come to my show, the Investigative Journal. It's been called the alternative to the alternative media for good reason, not because of me, but because of all my guests. And I've had hundreds of them who've been suppressed, who aren't allowed to talk this way. And this is supposedly a free country. But as we know, and as Eric Phelps will tell you, Fascism is the best friend of the Vatican and the Jesuit order. And Eric, I wanted to start again. You left off when the Jesuits came here into Britain, kicked out of, God, how many countries have they been kicked out of, Eric, count?
According to Mr. Campbell, who was the president of Fordham University, he wrote a book called The Jesuits, 1534 to 1921, he said that they had been expelled from various countries and cities and states 83 times, and that was only up to 1921. Of course, that doesn't include Iraq's expulsion of the Jesuits in 1969. But, yes, that's how they've been expelled, and they were not expelled for religious reasons. They were expelled for meddling in the political affairs of those communities. So that's
what
I say.
And that's what they're doing right here.
And that's what they're doing here. Right. That's how they've taken over everything. And what they've used, their Irish Roman Catholics. See, the Jesuits in control of Queen Victoria in the 1840s caused the famine in Ireland, not because it was a potato famine, but because the Queen Victoria, whose prime ministers were serving the Vatican, caused 9 freighters a day to be moving out of Ireland to foreign ports loaded with meats and vegetables that were the property of the Irish people. And as a result, 1 million Irishmen died from that deliberately created famine by the Jesuits ruling Britain. The others were driven over here into the U.S., and they were driven primarily into the north to get control of the banking and the politics of the major northern cities, particularly New York City. And so as a result, they've used their most faithful Irish Roman Catholics to control everything. They control the banking, they control industry, and they always use token Jews up front to make it look as though these Jews run everything. And these Jews are openly and consciously doing this on behalf of the Vatican, Jews like Kissinger and others. So that is their great game here. And I would just like to mention, you know, we hear a lot about the Federal Reserve on this with regard to the Patriot things. And I would like to read for the listeners out of a book called Secrets of the Temple by William Grider. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, how the Federal Reserve runs the country. And this is on page 54, or 53, we'll start. But the Federal Reserve did also function in the realm of religion. Its mysterious powers of money creation, inherited from priestly forebears, shielded a complex bundle of social and psychological meanings. With its own form of secret incantation, the Federal Reserve provided over awesome social ritual transactions so powerful and frightening they seem to lie beyond common understanding. He then goes on the following page 54. Richard Siren, a vice president of the Boston Fed who served for a time as a special assistant to Volcker, suggested that the institutional temperament and structure of the Federal Reserve System most resembled the Catholic Church in which he had been raised. Quote, the system is just like the church. That's probably why I feel so comfortable with it. It's got a pope, chairman, and a college of cardinals, the governors and bank presidents, and a curia, the senior staff. The equivalent of the laity is the commercial banks. If you're a naughty parishioner in the Catholic Church, you come to confession. In this system, if you're naughty, you come to the discount window for a loan. We even have different orders of religious, like religious thought, like Jesuits and Franciscans and Dominicans. Only we call them pragmatists, monetarists, and neo-Keynesians, unquote. And that's out of The Secrets of the Temple by William Grider, How the Federal Reserve Runs the Country. And I have another discovery here, this Knight of Malta, Edward J. Hennessy. Here's another Irish Catholic, Knight of Malta. You can find him, it's his name on the web, www.palmbeachcivic.org/officers.html. And here's what it says, that Mr. Hennessy was a financial consultant to the Vatican and a former director of six New York Stock Exchange companies. He served two terms on the board of the New York Federal Reserve Bank. We have another one, William J. McDonough. William J. McDonough, member of the CFR, he's a Knight of Malta. He was the head of the New York Federal Reserve Bank for many years, and that's where the Jesuits store all their Federal Reserve gold. We have another Knight of Malta by the name of Jeffrey T. Biasti. Jeffrey T. Biasti was a trustee of the Carnegie Corporation. And he also is retired as vice chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase and CEO of J.P. Morgan. The Class A stockholder of the Federal Reserve Bank is J.P. Morgan Chase. And J.P. Morgan Chase financed the building of Russia, financed the building of Nazi Germany, financed everything that the Federal Reserve then extends the credit to the United States Congress. All these guys are Gentiles, they're Irishmen, and they're Knights of Malta working for the Vatican.
You know, I think one interesting point, once we get away from the banking system here just for a moment, I think people can relate to certain listeners on my show are very astute as far as the Patriot Act, other things they're trying to do to our country. And I think it's interesting if we take our listeners back to how they operated in World War II and what was going on during that period of history, and updating maybe what they're doing now, you know, exactly what they're doing now as a replica, so to speak, of what they did in World War II. And I think that's history that's been hidden. So you want to tell us a little bit about what you learned about the Jesuit-Vatican connection during World War II. Take us through the Cold War and what's going on now.
Sure. As I was doing my research, I went to Franklin Marshall College. They have a tremendous compilation of old books on the third floor. It's more valuable than $100 billion up there. And I would spend lots of hours up there. And I came across a book called The Pope, the Kings, and the People, written in 1903. And in there, I have quoted it in my book that the author said that the Vatican would put together a coalition of leaders so that they would act in unison for a huge war that they wanted to bring about. And I thought, Lord, this is exactly what they did from 1914 to 1945. So as I began to check out the relationship of all the political leaders in that war, I discovered they were either advised by Jesuits or trained by Jesuits, and every decision they made benefited the papacy, every one of them. So that's why I call it the Second 30 Years' War. What do we have in World War I? We have the destruction of the Ottoman Empire. And the Jesuits, via high-level Freemasons, were controlling the Ottoman Empire, for which reason the Turks, when they were in Jerusalem, never fired a shot when Allenby attacked and came in, because they were ordered to retreat. We have the Kaiser Wilhelm and General Ludendorff, deliberately betraying Germany by keeping 1 million German soldiers deep into Russia after they had signed the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk, and there was no reason for Germans to be on the Eastern Front. They could have brought 1 million German soldiers onto the Western Front, vanquished the French and the Americans, and that would have been the end of World War I. But oh no, Ludendorff, the Kaiser, and Hindenburg committed high treason, deliberately lost the war for Germany, and what happens? In 1917, shortly before the end of the war, the Jesuits are readmitted into Germany because they've been expelled in 1872 by Bismarck. And what happens at the end of World War I? That's the end of the Protestant Kaiser. He goes into exile in Holland, and that's the end of the Protestant Second Reich. Immediately, the Jesuits begin to bring to power Hitler out of the tool of society that they had created through high-level Freemasonry. It's a never-ending, relentless attack on historic Protestant nations, historic white Protestant peoples, even historic black anti-Catholic peoples. That's how we understand Mussolini's attack in Abyssinia. When he attacked Ethiopia, what, in 1935? Why was he attacking Ethiopia? Because it was they were Christian blacks who were not Roman Catholics. That's why he killed some 700,000 of them. And at the same time, in 1937, Mussolini, whose advisor is Pietro Tacciaventuri, the secretary of the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus, he is proclaimed the protector of Islam. And I have a picture of him raising his sword as he's sitting on his horse, given the sword of Islam and decreed the protector of Islam by Libya. So we see another important connection between fascism and Islam, just as we see the connection between the fascist George Bush and Islamic Osama bin Laden. They always work together. We see the connection between Adolf Hitler, who was Jesuit advised the entire time during the Reich, for which reason he was allowed to escape, and Haji Amin al-Husseini, who was the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem. The Grand Mufti was in Berlin for 4 years, from 1941 to 1945, working with Hitler and recruiting Muslims out of Croatia to fight and kill the Serbs and the Jews, working with the SS, and ultimately the Ustashi. So they're all working together for the destruction of the Jews in Europe, for the destruction of the Orthodox peoples. This is why Stalin and Hitler worked together during Operation Barbarossa. This is why when Hitler attacked, in June of 1941, he was given, prior to that time, 100 million pounds of fuel and 200 million pounds of grain, or tons, pardon me, tons of grain and tons of fuel, every month prior to his invasion. And whenever any Russian spy reported to Stalin that, hey, Hitler's ready to invade, Stalin ignored him or killed him. So Stalin and Hitler were working together. Why? Because Stalin and Hitler were working to destroy what was called the Pale of Settlement. 3 million Jews in Poland, Ukraine, Latvia, Western Russia, so that they would go into that and totally destroy it. So Stalin and Hitler worked together in that, and we see that happening when they were destroying the patriotic Roman Catholic Polish people who loved their Poland, who were really nationalists. What did Hitler and Stalin do? Hitler uses his SS, his Gestapo. Stalin uses his NKVD, all manned by Jesuits. They shoot 15,000 Polish officers in the back of the head and bury them in the Katyn Forest near Smolensk in Russia. They're all working together. And who finances Russia? Who gives Russia all this military hardware? Why, it's the American government, run by Knights of Malta and high-level Masons like FDR, who signs the Lend-Lease to give Stalin all these things? Knight of Malta, Averell Harriman, in 1941. And who helped Hitler to come to power? Who finances the Third Reich? Why, it's J.P. Morgan with the Dawes Plan. They financed the debt out of the Treaty of Versailles. And there were 8,000 German officers in Russia in the 20s preparing for war. They're all working together. They're all financed by London and New York, the Jesuits controlling those two banking centers through their Knights of Malta. And as we understand this, we see...
Go ahead.
As we understand this, we can see the religious map of Europe changing after the war. Protestantism is finished in Germany. They destroyed Protestant Prussia. As of 1946, Protestant Prussia ceased to exist. And it was no coincidence that Hitler moved his capital from Munich, which was Catholic, to Berlin, which was historically Protestant, because Berlin was the target of absolute annihilation, and that's why Patton was not allowed to take Berlin. That's why that dirty, stinking prostitute of a general, Eisenhower, and his master, 33rd-degree Freemason, General George Marshall, refused to let Patton take Berlin, even though the German army fought hard, hoping that America would take all of Germany. Because Berlin, Protestant Prussia, was to be raped, pillaged, and destroyed by the savages of Russia, and the American army was to merely sit by and watch. It's all a religious
issue.
So
we see the connection here now, not only Stalin and Hitler working together, but FDR and also perhaps the British leadership also, all involved in this prolonging of the war. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, Churchill carried along a long narration, a letter writing between himself and Mussolini. And Mussolini helped bring Hitler to power. So, yes, they're all working together, all of them, including Hitler and Mussolini, openly anti-Masonic. They're all high-level Freemasons being coordinated by the Jesuit general from the Vatican. And Churchill's major advisor, who was a Jesuit coadjutor, was that wicked Anthony Eden, who hated the Jews.
And so then we move on. We see the war. Hitler gets defeated in Russia. Now, what? Tell us what you learned about what really the strategy. This whole Second World War was to set up communism, wasn't it, in Russia?
That's right.
And take us from there. We're going to take a short break here. So, I hear the music. So let's pick it up right there, right when we get back. We're talking with Eric Phelps back after this short message.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Won't you take me back to school?
Talking about wars being orchestrated, political assassinations, just a taste of what this Vatican-led New World Order is all about, what they've been doing for centuries. And now, it's time that people in this country expose them and talk about them. That's all we're asking. And it's just so incredible that I make many calls, too, to people in all the different assistances, and they don't want to deal with this subject. They just don't want to deal with it. Either does the American government. I've asked Nancy Pelosi to ask this simple question that we ask here. Is the Vatican involved in the New World Order? And you can't get anybody to answer this. Ron Paul won't say anything. Dennis Kucinich keeps strangely silent. It's kind of one of these taboo subjects, and when you start doing it, they say, well, you know what? This is religious bigotry. What a joke, because we're not talking about a religious organization here, folks. As Eric will tell you, we're talking about a political organization that has actual political representation with a treaty we have with Vatican diplomatic relations. That, by the way, Eric, I don't know if you know this, but I have somebody trying to get that written document that Reagan did after over 100 years of, you know, that the Vatican was during
this Lincoln assassination. The state of Vatican City, yes, 1984.
Yeah, right, and in the 1860s, diplomatic relations were cut off.
1867.
Well, this person who's trying to get this, get this for me, has asked 10 times, and the State Department won't give it to him, and said, go ask the Vatican. And he said, why should I ask the Vatican? Because if I ask you for a treaty that's with another country, you'll give it to me, but why not them?
Right.
They're making it difficult. They don't want people to know what really is going on.
You have to remember the State Department is completely controlled by the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. and the Archbishop of New York. Edmund Paris, in his book, The Vatican Against Europe, makes a tremendous case that Spellman controlled the State Department during World War II and after World War II. State Department is... Man, I had an abuser interrogate me with the State Department who was an Irish Roman Catholic and refused to give me a passport without a social security number. And we had to go through this long discussion, and it became an interrogation on his part. State Department is just like justice, is totally controlled by the Jesuits.
Interesting, and it's one. You know, we have a minute here in this segment. I want to hold over our discussion about World War II and exactly how it was orchestrated. And it's interesting, though, that Patton, do you think he understood really what they were doing? Or, you know, even a high general like that, I don't think he was in the know, do you?
Well, he knew that high acts of treason had been committed, and he was going to come back to talk about it. I had a good personal friend, Betty Mills, whose husband fought under Patton, and he said they would not allow him to come home. He would have told everything that happened, like refusing to close the Falaise pocket in France, allowing 200,000 Germans to escape from the Battle of Bulge and the Battle of Hurricane Forest. He knew all this treason that took place at the hand of Eisenhower and Churchill, and he was going to talk. And that's why they injected him with, I believe, cyanide, while he was in the hospital in Germany, according to Bazzetta, a former OSS officer, that he confessed to this in front of 435 people.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That was left out of the Patton movie, by the way.
That's right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And they made him out to be some kind of clairvoyant idiot. Remember he was thinking of he was a Roman soldier and all that? Propaganda that goes on and on and on. Well, let's take the short break, Eric. Don't go away. It's a 2-minute break, so we're going to come back with Eric Phelps after this short message.